Hello and welcome again to the Men Becoming Better Men podcast. Coach Wish, as usual, my Thursday lunch in front of this Smoothie King. today I'm not sure what this podcast is really about yet, but it's what happened was I got inspired yesterday morning and I just started writing. And I started kind of a journal type entry, and I'll figure out what to call it when I'm done recording it here, but I'm just going to go with it and just know that it's another one of those, like I've been doing a couple lately, the last month or so, just stuff that's pouring out of my heart, pouring out of my soul. So take it for what it's worth. Hopefully you get something out of it. Take what you need and use it. Take and toss the rest away. So here we go. So I realized recently that my personal growth and my walk in faith has given me a new perspective on people around me. In the past, when I met someone, I would quickly judge them for whether it was their appearance, maybe their skin color, their demeanor, their attitude, or just their vibe. But lately, when I meet someone, all I see is their heart. And I've developed more or less realized maybe that it's a gift that instead of seeing a man for his outward presentation, I instantly go straight to perceiving where his heart is. And this is manifested in the men who joined most recently in the Men Becoming Better Men group, live group anyway. And it's different in that I don't see them as broken, or I don't define them by their described flaws that they have. How I see them now, and this has translated to the men I've known for 2 or 3 years now as well, is I see them as the man they're going to be. I see them as the healed warrior that they're going to become, and the brother to me that they are on a mission to A, heal themselves, and B, help other men heal. Now, we all have a history. We've all received lessons. And I know we've all been guided here to this moment, or in our case for MBBM, into this circle to make a difference in the world. That difference we want to make for whether it's our children or our grandchildren, it's going to be profound. And I hope this makes sense to you. And I hope that you can all develop or realize that you have this gift as well. Because we've been chosen. We are, as they call it in the military, the tip of the spear. I mean, look around. Look at the men you're around on a daily basis, to the, you know, the men to your left and to your right. And not that long ago, those men to your right and to your left, and I'm speaking to the men that are already engaged in the MBBM circle. That man not long ago felt alone, unloved, or disconnected from life in some way. And now he's not. And that's because of our involvement, our ability to show up for ourselves and for each other on a consistent basis. So in Men Becoming Better Men, we have some group chat channels in the app that we use. And there have been a bunch lately of posts in those groups describing the wins that the men are experiencing. And I have to say, it's mind-blowing. My mission from day one was to take what I learned for myself and reveal it to another man. And that process has replicated through the other men in the group in the same way. That the other men are starting, you know, they're learning and growing, and then they're sharing that what they're learning with the other men, and it's a pebble in the pond. We're rippling through layers of men, and using our wisdom to boost each other at an alarming rate. And I couldn't be more proud of each and every one of the men in this group that have engaged, whether they've engaged once or they've engaged, you know, hundreds of times over the last 4 years that we've been in existence. I love what you're doing. I love where we're going. And I love the potential of where we're going. All I can say is keep that up, keep it going, and keep reaching back to give a hand to those men that are coming behind you up the ladder. Pull them up, hold them accountable to the standards, and teach them to do the same for the next man. Now, like I said, I wrote that yesterday morning, and it was actually before I made the executive decision to expand Men Becoming Better Men. I've been working for expansion in the physical in-person group, but yesterday some things fell into place and we have expanded into a virtual group. So we're going to offer both. We're going to continue to have our regular in-person every other Saturday morning, but we are expanding to offer a Tuesday, every other Tuesday evening, 6:30 Eastern time, Men Becoming Better Men meeting. It's going to be the exact same format. We're going to do the exact same pieces that we always do. The messages are going to be a little different because it's something that has come to me as far as, you know, this new group. We're going to start with the standards, and every 2 weeks we are going to deep dive into a standard, much like I've done on these podcasts, because the standards are our backbone. They are the ultimate part of becoming a better man. If you can learn, understand, and live those standards on a daily basis, your life will get better incrementally, day after day, week after week, month after month. And it is the cultivation of the power that I talk about, is being able to use those standards for good. So if you're not local here, or if you're local and can't make Saturday, we now are doing it Tuesday evening. It will be every other week. And as long as it doesn't fit, I've tried this at least two or three other times, and it has always fizzled out. But I've got some commitments from some men that are in the Facebook, for the private Facebook group for Men Becoming Better Men as well, that they're going to show up. And we're going to make this thing fly, because I feel in my soul that every man walking this earth needs to be a part of a group like this, because there's so much benefit to, A, the wisdom that we share and reiterate. And, you know, it's kind of like listening to a podcast. You know, you can listen to a podcast once and you can hear some really good messages, but then you go on to another podcast. We focus on these standards, and it's not like we're beating them into your head, but we're gonna repeat them multiple times over the course of months and years, so we can, you know, it's about learning them internally in your bones and in your body, just to where they become a default, because the neural pathways that we have developed in time, that maybe it's a bad habit, maybe you, like, for example, if you don't honor your word on a consistent basis, you've learned to how to avoid, yeah, when you give your word, how to excuse your way out of it. When we keep talking about being impeccable with your word every other week, it reprograms that neural pathway in your brain so that before you break your word again, you think about it. You think about the ramifications and the repercussions and the bad things that are transpiring in your life because you can't keep your damn word. So it's just amazing. And we also are given men a voice. We're given a community and a place to be heard and belong. And we're finding so many men have that, you know, they feel like they don't belong. They're just going through life and struggling to feel connected. So we're offering that space and that place to get connected. We're not charging an arm and a leg. Honestly, if you think about, I was thinking about this morning because one of my fellow leaders questioned last night how much we're going to charge for this online version, and we're actually increasing our in-person subscription fee as well. But if you think about it, right now we're charging about the same as I pay a month for Spotify. Now, I love my Spotify. I love being able to tune into whatever music I want whenever I want to and jam away. But I'll tell you what, I get 10 times the value out of being part of Men Becoming Better Men than I do out of Spotify. So yeah, the price is going to go up. But the alternative to that is if you were to go to a counselor. Last time I went to counseling, it was in the neighborhood of $100 a session. And I never got jack squat out of it. So if you think about it in that context, you could go pay, you know, if you were to go to a therapist or counselor every 2 weeks for an entire year, how much would that cost you? I'll let you do the math, but it's a shit ton. We're not even close to that. And I've actually had men tell me recently that this attending this meeting has been more valuable to them than going to see a counselor. So there's the justification. It's worth it. You got to try it out. You get to attend the first 5 meetings for free, whether you're in person or online. First 5 meetings are free, no charge. Then we'll talk about the money. Because the money ain't the important part. That's not why we're doing this. Yeah, I want to use the money. I want to use the money to grow and expand and do this, do more with this. Get more men in the fold. Help more men heal. Help more men find their power, locate that power, cultivate that power, and become the man they want to be. If you can't hear the passion in my voice, you need to have your ears checked. Because that's where we're going with this thing. I want to blow this thing up. And I want to make it huge. So either get on board or put your head back in the sand. Doesn't matter to me. I love you either way because I see your heart and I see the man that you want to be. I know he's busting to get out of there. I know he's screaming at the top of his lungs, listen to me. Get out of your freaking way. He wants to get out. He wants more. He wants more than video games and porn and alcohol and drugs and watching TV and wasting life. There's a part of you inside of you that's screaming because it wants to live life. And I'll tell you right now, guys, I'm living my best life right now. And I ain't making $1 million a year. I'm close to that. I have a full-time job. I do this on the side. And I am living my best life right now. And it's amazing. And I want that for you. So, hope that hit you square between the eyes today. Because I want it to. I want it to hurt a little bit, honestly. I want you to realize that there's more. Because there is. Because I was that guy. I was that guy for 20 some odd years. Thought I had it all figured out. Didn't need anything else. Didn't need a purpose. Didn't, you know, I was reading fiction books, guys. I was reading fiction books. made up make-believe shit. It was like, you know, no different than watching, you know, any kind of dramatic show on TV or movie. It's all made up shit. It's not life. And it was boring and it was depressing and unfulfilling. I want you to be fulfilled. I want you to be excited. I want you to be happy every fucking day. So if you're not engaged in MBBM at this point, look into the virtual, look into the in-person, go to menbecomingbettermen.com. There's a link on that. I'm on the website. There's a link to our meetup groups. That's where you find the details of the two meetings, when they are, how they happen, Zoom links, the whole shebang. So get involved. Help yourself out, man, because it is a much better life than sticking your head in the sand and just going through the motions day after day, being alone and depressed and sad. So that's it for today. Have a great one, man.